Sermon podcasts come to you from Christ Church Cathedral in the Anglican Diocese of Fredericton in Fredericton, New Brunswick, Canada. This is a version of a sermon delivered by the Dean of Fredericton, Jeffrey Hall, on the third Sunday of Advent, December 15th, 2024, entitled, The Lord is Near. Listen to podcasts by visiting the Watch and Listen tab on our website at christchurchcathedral.com. Search Christ Church Cathedral Fredericton podcasts on the web, or find us listed on iTunes, Spotify, YouTube Music, TuneIn Radio, or Podchaser podcasts. Subscribe using your favorite podcatcher.
So with many other exhortations, he proclaimed the good news to the people. Ring out your joy, for the Holy One of Israel is in your midst. In the midst of the gloomiest, certainly the darkest month of the calendar year, is this celebration of Advent and Christmas. That's no mistake. The twinkling lights of this season, at least in our northern hemisphere, are intended to sparkle against the background of seasonal darkness. In the midst of the sometimes perceived doom and gloom of Advent, out jumps this pink candle on the wreath, signaling joy, even though the longest night, the darkest day this year, is just around the corner. And as is the case every year, there are the comments on internet forums by those who feel it's important one more time to state the facts of historical research they've discovered, with evidence that Jesus was actually not born on the 25th of December after all. For them, the argument goes, that's just one more reason they don't believe religious rubbish in the first place, and neither should you. Unfortunately, those who insist on such precision and factual absolutes have already missed the point of religious observance in any case. Still, I'll bet they will be found sipping a bit of eggnog and even humming a Christmas carol or two this year. Well, Paul tells the Christians in Philippi to rejoice. Again, I say, rejoice. These words are penned from Paul's prison cell. While we can't be sure just what dampened Philippi's Christians' joy, we do know a bit of what threatens ours. We have loved ones battling all kinds of illness. Many of us worry and pray that the horrors of war in Ukraine, now also on Russian soil, won't lead to worldwide annihilation. War in the Middle East, the homeland of our faith and our Lord, continues to rage on. We live in an economy pushed to its limits, making even basic survival a challenge for many who are on the edges of society. The effects of climate change and humanity's past overindulgence in energy use is a growing problem. And I could go on. There's lots to fear. That is, if we want to make fear our friend. But even in shackles, St. Paul says, rejoice. How? Why? The reason Paul gives is the Lord is near. This is another of those instances where the nuance of a word can sometimes make all the difference. That four-letter word, near, easily goes quickly by. Near. As it turns out, the Greek word there is used in two different ways, much the same as it is in English. Both are implied by the original language. Near can refer to time, soon, chronological time, the time marked and measured by seconds, minutes, and hours. Waiting for most of us is first a matter of chronological time. But the Greek language also has a word for time used in another way. Kairos is qualitative time. It refers to the good and proper moment. Kairos is the right time. If time is only sequential for us, as in marked time, we can find it very difficult to experience true joy. And I'm going to say that again. If time is only sequential for us, as in marked time, then we can find it very difficult to experience true joy. There's always a reason for the candle of joy to be extinguished. If the time we seek to perceive is Kairos, we don't need to wait for it. Everything doesn't need to be perfect for us to celebrate the moment. Kairos is found in the present moment, but we need to slow down in order to perceive it. Most of us these days are running far too fast to detect the qualitative Kairos moment. And so when something is near, it can mean soon, but near also refers to geography, close by, spatially near. Paul could mean either here, but more likely he meant both. The Lord is near, close by, present, at hand. That seems to be a reason, as far as Paul's concerned, to rejoice. Even in our darkest hour, a flickering flame of joy can burn brightly. And that's because the Lord is near. Despite all that's wrong in all of our worlds, this can be the right and proper time. That the Lord is near is a common Advent theme as we wait and look for the Lord's coming. The fiery preaching of John the Baptist is a tirade about venomous snakes, axes at the root of trees, winnowing forks, and unquenchable fire. Implicit in his message is that judgment is near. Judgment is coming soon. The crowds, soldiers, tax collectors, filled with expectation, ask, "And what should we do?" And John offers a baptism of repentance. Not much joy in that gospel passage, you might say. And in all of this, Luke says, John proclaimed the good news to the people. The good news to the people. And I would suggest that that's not a misprint. What Paul is saying is that regardless of their circumstances, Jesus' followers can celebrate that Christ is near. In other words, that something will happen soon, whether for individuals or for the whole world. However, we can also revel in knowing that Christ, by his Spirit, is already near, helping his followers to, among other things, marvel at God's goodness. Implicit in Paul's invitation to rejoice in the Lord is a summons to slow down enough to contemplate the character and actions of the God whom we worship in Jesus Christ. After all, it can be hard to rejoice in the Lord when we move too quickly to notice the things of God. It can even be hard to meditate on who God is as we spend time in this season busily celebrating Christ's first coming and paying very little attention to the second, or how he is present even now. So today may be an especially appropriate time for Christians to remind ourselves that slowing down enough to deliberately contemplate things like God's grace, God's patience and mercy, that contemplation is an invitation for us to also celebrate them. Our careful discernment of all the ways God blesses us leads us to marvel at it all, waiting in awe and wonder, as the collect for today says. In this fast-paced season of gatherings and celebrations, this Sunday scripture invites us to look for ways to pause long enough to revel in the wonder of the Incarnation.
Christ Church Cathedral is located at the corner of Church and Brunswick Streets in Fredericton, New Brunswick. We're always pleased to welcome visitors and guests. For information on programs and worship times, visit christchurchcathedral.com. Send us a message by email at office@christchurchcathedral.com or contact the church office by phone Monday to Friday, 9 to 12 noon at 506-450-8500. We'd be pleased to have you visit.